Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Major Keene, in his room on the Thames embankment, turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
Well, we'd had to work at top speed, but it's remarkable how much ground the yard chaps can cover in a short time when they really have to. And without going into a mass of detail, they turned up Fleur Dupont's address for us in 5 hours, working through Somerset House, the emigration people, and the French embassy. She had a flat in one of those blocks in Birdcage Walk, and while we couldn't possibly be certain at that stage, it looked very much as though she might be the person Max Rubenstein had had the Gestapo looped to for safekeeping. So we made for Birdcage Walk, and I knew that Cutts and I were thinking the same thing. Demetrius had discovered her name before we had, so there was a good chance he'd discovered her address, too. And if he had, well, we didn't think much of her chances of surviving any dealings with Demetrius, and we wondered if we'd find her alive. It was early in the morning when we went into the flats, but it was one of those calls we could scarcely put off till a decent hour. Stand by, Cutts. There's a light under the door. She's still up, apparently.
Yes?
Are you Miss Fleur Dupont?
Oh, yes. What do you want?
My name is Keene. I'm an officer of MI5. I'll come in if you don't mind.
But what in the world for?
Have a look round, Cutts.
This is my flat.
Please don't excite yourself, Miss Dupont. I'm sorry we're here at such an hour, but it's a matter of the gravest importance, and your own safety may be involved. You'd better sit down. Yes, that's right. Now then, I believe you knew a man named Max Rubenstein who was murdered 10 or 12 days ago.
Why, yes, I did, but not very well.
Did you know that he was once a collaborator, and his name was Reuben Janis?
Max? Max, a collaborator? Oh, no, I can't believe it.
I advise you to be frank with us. I'm going to lay my cards on the table, and you'd be wise to do so, too. Rubenstein, or Janis, was custodian of £1 million worth of loot gathered by the Gestapo in France during the war. At least 5 men have been murdered for it here in London.
But this is incredible. I knew Max. He could not possibly have been these things. £1 million in loot? Oh, no.
I'm not making this up as I go along. I'm stating absolute facts, and I've good reason to believe that you know perfectly well what I'm saying is true. Listen to me, Mr. Paul. If that loot is in your possession, and the men who are after it find you, your life won't be worth a groat. So I'm asking you point blank. Did Max Rubenstein hand it over to you, or do you know where it is?
Until this minute, I was not even aware of its existence.
Have you ever heard of a man named Demetrius?
No.
Or a Pole called Jotty Blum?
Oh, never.
Blum is a professional murderer. They'll force the truth out of you, and then kill you without the slightest scrap of compunction. If you know anything, for your own sake, you must tell me. Now. Well, if you don't, I can't guarantee your safety for 5 minutes.
But this is terrible. Why should these men think I have the treasure?
For the same reasons we do. You were close to Max Rubenstein. He gave the loot to someone. There were few people he could trust. And we can't get away from the fact that a man named Maycheck is known to have made inquiries about you at the Rubenstein galleries for Demetrius.
You've no right to come here at this time and terrify me.
Are you telling the truth?
Would I lie to you if my life were in danger?
Well, I don't know. £1 million is a powerful incentive to recklessness. Look, suppose we were to spread a rumor around the Soho underworld that Miss Fleur Dupont could be found at this address. Would you tell me the truth if I held that threat over your head?
But I am telling the truth. You must protect me. You must protect me from these men.
Well, if you're not, you're the most foolish woman I've ever encountered in my life. I'm going back to my headquarters. I can be reached at this number. Here, take this card. I'll give you 12 hours to change your mind, Miss Dupont, and then the word goes out among the Poles in Soho, and Demetrius will pick it up at once. And you'll have no protection.
No, this is inhuman. You cannot do it. I have told you all I can.
Good night, Miss Dupont. You have 12 hours. After you, Cuss.
The fools. Oh, but I must make no mistakes. Early I must leave something in the Paddington cloakroom, so I will have a ticket to give Demetrius. Then I will wait here till he gives me his instructions. When I go to the bank, I will take the genuine ticket from the safe deposit box. After this, I may have to disappear quickly, not be able to go near the bank again. No, Major Key, I am not afraid of Demetrius. It is Demetrius who should be afraid of me.
Where is he, Yachty? Where's he gone at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Demetrius? He's at the warehouse for the telefunken.
Telephone? I told you 50 times, telephone.
Yeah, Hedy. He's telephoning Fleur Dupont. Maitre's picking her up in the small car just before 10 when the bank's opening. They're getting the ticket for the cabin trunk, then Maitre's driving her towards Paddington. We are following in the black car. We are going alongside. Maycheck is handing us the ticket. Then we are going straight to Paddington, getting the trunk.
For heaven's sake, can't you use anything but a participle?
What's that? You're not liking me much, eh, Hedy? I'm not like Gregory Keane, who you're not seeing ever again.
Get out of here. Can't stand the sight of you, I never could.
In Germany, a few years ago. I'm knowing how to make girls like you talk different, Hedy. Like we're making Fleur Dupont talk, if she's not having any sense.
Maybe she has a lot more sense than you give her credit for.
Oh, no. Demetrius is having little surprise for Fräulein Dupont. But we're not telling you, Hedy. He's on the telephone now, but he's not telling her either. Only me is telling Hedy. Not you. Only me.
You will leave the bank with Maycheck and will overtake you in the vicinity of Sloane Square where you'll hand us the ticket. Do you understand that, Miss Dupont?
I understand perfectly.
As soon as we've recovered the trunk, we're leaving the country and you'll never see us again. Unless you give us cause to renew our acquaintance. That's all. Watch for the car I described at 9:45.
The Paul Maycheck will be here just before 10, and it is now 8:05. That gives me almost 2 hours. So, the first stop's Paddington. I want to leave this suitcase at your cloakroom, please.
Okay.
There you are. Thank you very much. Oh, do you always put the date on the ticket?
Yes, ma'am. Cost you 4 pence a day after a week, ma'am.
Oh, well, thank you very much. The date easily enough. Now I have a cloakroom ticket for Demetrius. Who'd think you could send a man to his death with just this little piece of cardboard?
It was as plain as the nose on your face, Colonel. The woman Dupont was lying. When I told her she had 12 hours before we dropped her address among the Soho poles, she was either scared stiff or she's a consummate actress. I'm certain we'll hear from her again. I have 2 men keeping an eye on her flat in case she tries to make a bolt for it. You know what I think? That loot's in a station cloakroom somewhere. Hello, Keane speaking. Oh, yes, Perrin. Yes. Right, show your authority and have a look at that suitcase at once, then phone me again. Right. The Dupont woman just checked a suitcase at Paddington.
Special delivery note for you, sir.
All right, thanks, Adams. Good Lord, sir, just listen to this. Sometime today, Demetrius or some of his men will appear at the cloakroom in Paddington Station. The number of the ticket they will present, I will communicate to you early. No signature? Scented paper. Woman's handwriting. Hello at the double. Get me Frayne at Scotland Yard. It's urgent. Oh, and send Cutts, Adams, Fowler and Titus up here at once. Right. Well, I don't know what the Dupont woman's up to, Colonel Fentress, but it looks as though she's trying to trap Demetrius for us. You wouldn't care for a quick run to Paddington, would you, sir?
Careful, Yachty. Don't let them get too far ahead. Let Maychek get across the square, then overtake them and pull up.
Yeah. You're getting the signal from Maychek? I'm watching traffic. I'm not seeing it.
Leave that to me. Maychek gave the all clear when the DuPont woman came out of the bank. She went to a safe deposit and she's given him the ticket.
I'm overtaking about now?
Yes, this'll do. Good morning, Miss DuPont. The ticket, please.
Oh, here. Take your ticket, Demetrius, and let me get away from you.
So soon? I'm afraid not. Not for a moment.
Why?
Well, you could scarcely expect me to let you go till we're certain this ticket will redeem our cabin trunk. And apart from that, it would have been so easy for you to contrive a trap.
But this is ridiculous. I told you last night.
You must take me for a trusting soul. Kindly step into my car. You see, my dear, if Gregory Keene or the police are waiting for us at Paddington, Yachty here will see that you are the first to die. Now get into the other car.
It was naive of Fleur DuPont to think she could dig a pitfall for Demetrius so easily. But without knowing it, she had dug a pit for him, quite apart from her rather crude arrangements at Paddington Station. And, of course, she'd signed her own death warrant, although we didn't know that as we waited at Paddington Station for Demetrius to arrive. Poor Fleur. It wasn't long before she followed Max Rubenstein.
The chase for Demetrius comes closer in the next chapter of this story of suspense, Dossier on Demetrius.